This is a great day. It's my wedding anniversary. It's a moment of joy when a lot of things going on in the world shake my sensibilities. Sometimes I wonder if I'll ever see a return to the day when public life exhilarated whole generations with a virtue of selflessness rather than selfishness. But at least I once lived through an era like that. And best of all, that was when a dazzling political activist named Sue told me she'd marry me just 38 years ago. I don't want to get soupy here, but I am grateful for a marriage that has always been an island of beauty and tenderness in a world that often seemed to be going mad. My wife, Sue, is my hero. She's the one who introduced me to politics and served as my partner through a 24-year career that taught us both the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. She's also the one who did the most to keep our home and family life insulated from the vainglory of political life. During our years in Washington, Sue and I did not indulge in a lot of dinner parties at foreign embassies and such. Instead, dinners were for family, unless the Congress was in session late. Our dining room table was the one place, and supper was the one time when the four of us could talk about our lives. That custom helped forge a closely knit family that remains close today. Although our children, now in their mid-30s, live thousands of miles away from us, a week seldom goes by when we fail to hear from them by telephone. Congress is notoriously hard on marriages, and Sue and I saw as many of them fail as succeed. But somehow, that rough and tumble life made our marriage stronger. Yes, there were times when our ship could have run aground, but Sue and I worked through those times. It probably helped that from the beginning, my wife and I vowed that we would never go to bed angry. We would work it out before we went to sleep. When I see the perennial wave of June wedding stories in the paper, I hope the happy faces in the photographs will discover their own ways to avoid the shoals of disillusionment and divorce. For I've long since learned it's worth it to make the effort. Nearly 40 years after our wedding day, with much of our youth behind us, there remains a glow in our lives that makes our world sensible. In a public life marked by travel and a lot of goodbyes, you'd think that Sue and I would be accustomed to being apart. We're not. When Sue's gone, the music stops until she returns. Tonight I'm going to take her out to dinner, just a quiet one, just for the two of us. We will smile and talk about our lives, and the music will return. This is Les O'Coin.